all you architects, just for future reference, please write your name nicely on the building permit. I have no idea who the architect is because it's just totally irrelevant.
Maybe it wasn't an architect.
I think
most of us have pretty good handwriting.
Actually, I think it probably was not an architect. But anyway, the house being nominated at the local level for criteria C for architecture is being typical of its period as modern house of the period. It's the concrete block walls are typical of the time. It has sliding windows and double hung windows as opposed to jalousie, which we've just been introduced to Hawaii, so it's there. The interior is, you'll see when we go inside, has a flowing interior with redwood walls, ohia floors, which are covered by rugs, K-neck ceilings, all of which are typical. It has a hip gablet roof, and all around the house is all landscaped in Japanese style. Mr. Koyanagi did that, and over the course of several years. The major changes to the house, the bathrooms and the kitchens, which so many houses have been changed, they enclosed their lanai, I think, around 1955. So that is historic in its own right and typical of what was happening. Okay, we want a family room, so we'll enclose that area. There's, I think, two or three windows in the back that have been replaced, but they're not visible from the compromise the integrity of the house. Otherwise, it has very good integrity. The carport also has been extended here a little bit, but I don't think that is really a deal breaker. So if you like, we can go inside. Outside for a patio, but this was all done in 1955. You can see, still has the original light fixtures.
You think the concrete blocks are made locally?
I think so. Yeah, because 16D is where you're doing, so was Kaiser had this thing out in Hawaii, Kaiser.
You can still get those signs.
Yeah.
You can still get it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, can you see this? And there's three bedrooms and one bath. Yeah, the floor plans are still the same. And, probably totally. We registered the house on the corner already, which was by the hose, and they were the first Asians to have a property in this area. If you remember why, they had to get a letter of recommendation from a Howie, and it's okay for them to live here.
I'm going to be away. I'm leaving on the 22nd.
That's okay. Keep that. I just want you to see the thing. Thank you. I was so shocked that we had an honor in 19 Hawaiians in your birthday.
Interesting.
And this is a beautiful George house, too.
Yeah.
You mean the Evans?
Gorgeous house. It was Walter who divided the whole property. Yeah. Gave one parcel to each son.
That was called the Armstrong Block.
It's interesting.
Well, that guy.
A little bit of an elevation.
Yeah.
And then that's a Civil War guy.
And then they built.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when they sell
this house, we're probably going to be in there.
What do you think?
And to put it on the historic register, then they won't tear it down.
Are you the seamstress?
Well, that's my home.
Wonderful. This would be rare to have that out here.
Oh, I've loved it. And since I've retired, I've kind of revived it.
You've got to keep it up.
Yeah.
Because it's going to go to some
Oh, yes. Well, just a little bit of history with the life my father built it with Holland Child.
Okay.
He grew up on a truck farm in Wailua, in Otake Camp, and there was a river. It would always overflow. One time when he was like about 10 years old, it overflowed and it ripped the house in two. And the bedroom went down to the tree. The rest of the house was here. So he said when he builds a house, he's not going to ruin that.
The water's not going to split it in half.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my grandfather worked for White Hill. He started out as an came from Wailua, came to town and worked as a car salesman for Aloha Motors. And then gradually worked as up to management. That's when it was right at the corner of the convention center. So he basically landscaped the whole thing. Himself, after work, bring the dirt down wheelbarrow by wheelbarrow. And then when that was done, he poured maybe a couple of concrete blocks after work until and built the walls until that was done. Well, Dad and Mom.
And the bathroom.
I was telling them that my dad did all the
bathrooms. Yeah. What a
great
Thank you.